Rav Kook Zatzal had a student named Rav David Cohen, otherwise known as Harav HaNazir. And he wrote a book called Kol HaNevuah, The Sound of Prophecy, Ha'igayon Ha'ivri Hashim'i. I'm not sure how to translate the word Shim'i. The Hebrew logic, the word Shim'i, I have to think of what the right translation of that is. He begins the introduction, Oznaim Karitali, you have hearkened your ear to me, your ears to me. As Amarti Nevati Bimgilat Sefer Ketuv Alav. And I said, I've come with a scroll that has been written about me. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Shimeyot Hegayon Ivri Ikara Chashti Bechol Meodi Bechiyat Oznaim Shebi. I heard the logic of Hebrew. I sensed with all my being as I hearkened my ears. Ve'omek ha'nefesh, in the depths of my soul, I sensed it. Kama shanim, for years, nisiti lachdaim Torah ha'mamar ha'logos. I tried to unite it with the rules of logic. Bafilosofia yehudit ha'ivanit ha'alexandronit b'yichud etzel Pilon. You have the philosophy of the Jews, the Greeks, the Alexandrians, especially Philo. Sasti ke'al kolhon b'dvarav b'sifro al Avraham. I was so happy when I read his work about Abraham. Ki Hashem Avraham mashmo avi hamon, that the name Avraham, which our sages said means the father of multitudes, himyat kol goyim, ubetagumo Ashkenazi shel Professor Dr. Lamed Cohen avi haton. And so he explains that the term Av Hamon does not, the word Hamon does not have to mean the multitudes, but rather from the word Himya, the sound, the utterances. That the utterances that come out from the nations, and that's why he, Professor Cohen, translated Av Hamon, the father of the utterances of the nations. He doesn't explain yet. So he says there are aspects of Himya, of utterances from the nations, which are really godly. And that comes from Avraham. Avraham taught us the concept of coming from the nations, not being born a Jew, and yet being able to express and ultimately become a Jew. Av Hamon Goyim, the father of Himyat, of the utterances of the nations. That's how Rav HaNazir explains. Mitzatia achakach b'chokhma apnimit ha-sifriyit. Then I found it in the inner wisdom of Sha'arei Ora, the Kabbalistic work Sha'arei Ora. Sha'ar Yud Keter Sfira Zon Niket Patorah Ayin. This counting, he writes, we have a Kabbalistic concept that there are different spheres of countings of numbers, and this one, he says, is called Ayin. Tzarich Ata Ladat, he says, you have to know, Ki Lefi Rov Italmut Sfirat HaKeter V'yotan Nistaret Mekol Nivrim, En Mi Sheyachol Leitbonen Ba Zulati B'Shema HaOzen. This is a concept which most of creation cannot even look at, but they can only hear it. V'Remuza Gam B'Chochma Pnimit HaParzufit B'Sefer Yitzchayim Echal Alef Shardal Dachab. Achap ozen chotem pe, v'shar hei tanta tamin kudot tagim otiyot, umfuresh b'yotob chasidut ha'yonit chabad. He says this concept, the concept that there are things that can be heard, just like Avraham is the father of the utterances of what can be said, and there are things that cannot be seen, this concept is also alluded to in other works that he quotes over here. This concept that there is a Hebrew logic which can be heard yet not seen, has applications throughout Jewish philosophy, למרכזי שאלותיה, to the central question של המדברים ובעלי תורה הצורה, that we humans are described as מדבר. The hallmark characteristic of a human, of a Jew, is his capacity to speak, and then the Jew is his capacity to talk Torah. הבריאה והקדמות הנבואה והחיזיון התוכלה להסדר על ידי במאמר גדול בשם תבנית פילוסופיה דתית היהודית וצורתה. He says, these concepts I still want to encompass in this work. אחר כן נוכחתי שצריך לתת רווח בין פרשה לפרשה, then I realized I have to separate it into sections, לסדר עניין עניין לבדו. I have to explain each concept separately. אז ניגשתי לעבודה גדולה, היגיון השימי התורני, and that's when I realized I have to write this work. הנתון במידות שהתורה נדרשת בהן, קל וחומר גזרה שווה בנייניו כלל ופרט, I'm going to work with the systems of the Torah, the logical systems of the Torah. תמהיתי שלא נמצא מפורש כלל זה שהמידות שמיותן. It struck me as wondrous that I couldn't find anyone else to explain this concept that these rules are rules that are taught and shenochachti ki shayach leze gam brayta lambet midot rab lezer ben shabbi yosef galili shebay shamida yudalet midavar gadol shenitla bekatan imenu leashmia haozen bederech shei shoma'at. There's a rule which is talk the way people can listen. Make sure one of the rules of logic of teaching Torah is to talk the way people can listen, and that's what he says shim'iyut. We're going to take high concepts and express them in ways that you can hear them, that are audible. And that's the idea that utterances, Avraham Avinu is the father of utterances, what people can actually express. Now, some of the things that can be heard cannot be seen. There are different levels of understanding. Can you conceptualize it? No. Can you hear it? Yes. There are concepts in Judaism that you can hear, but you can't conceptualize. And I'll take two concepts which are really one. Our soul. We understand there's something in us. What does it look like? What does it taste like? What is a soul? We have no idea. We cannot conceptualize it, yet we can hear the logic that it exists. And then our soul, we say, is a part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elokai neshama shenatata bi. Ribbono Shel Olam. Do we understand anything about the Ribbono Shel Olam? No. Yet we can hear the concept. We understand. There are things that you can hear, yet you cannot conceptualize. You cannot visualize. So you understand the concept. You hear it, but you can't visualize it. And that's what he's saying is shimiyot. There are things in Jewish logic which you can hear, which you can understand, but you cannot visualize.
What does that have to do with the utterances of the nations, though?
We'll get there. We'll get there. Maybe not today, though. Achen berosh, but initially in this series of laws of logic, mefurash klal gadol ze shel hashimiyut. So you have this great rule, kol makom shta motze. It begins by saying, wherever you found the words of Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, aseh uznecha kafar keset. Make your ear as like a funnel. Make sure to catch everything he's saying. As the verse says, hat lachochma uznecha. So you see, he says, we begin with the concept, listen, listen, listen. Not everything can be seen. Not everything can be visualized. Many things can be heard. So that's intro one. Amarti yamim yedaberu. The verse says in Job, I said the days shall still speak. V'rov shanim yadiu chochma. And as the years pass, they'll make knowledge known. Achen ruach hi ba'enosh, v'nishmat shakai tevinim. Man has a spirit within him. It is the soul of Hashem that gives him understanding. The soul that Hashem gives him. ההיגיון השימי העברי הוא שיטה חדשה עיקרית, אמנם כללה ומשפט אחד, אבל כלל זה הוא עיקר שממנו צומחים ענפים רבים והוא עתיד להיות גורם מהפכה מדעית במדע העברי. He says, the concept I'm speaking about here sounds like a new concept. It can be summarized in one sentence. However, its branches are numerous. הבונה את השיטה צריך לגלות את פרטי הכלל. So as you build and understand the system, he says, you have to understand the details of the general rule. At kama hu meapshat, v'at kama hu nokev v'yored ad ha-tehom. You have to understand how much it spreads out and how deep it is. Lo maspik le'abi at ha-klal v'ha-ikar. It's not enough for me to tell you one sentence and now you got it. Ela tzich livnot et kol ha-binyan ha-banuy alav. We have to build the whole building and explain its applications. Uftichat klali tzich lefaresh b'shem et ha-chalakim v'ha-mikzot. And that's why in general I have to begin by discussing the components. Hashelot v'abayot, the questions, the problems, hakshurot v'niftarot baklal, the things that are connected to the concept we're going to discuss. Chashivut ha-shita ve'erkai nini makir b'omik ha-igayon shebenafshi. The importance of the system I'm about to discuss, I understand from within myself. Omnam zachalti v'ayra mechavot de'i. But I was very scared of telling you what I think. Yereti penoitiv la'biya et ma'ut ha-shita v'romuta. I'm scared I won't do justice to explain the essence of the system and how great it is. Amalti achake, and so I wanted to wait at kiyubo yamin b'tirbe adat. I wanted to understand it better. I wanted to know it better. V'yu advarim berurim u'muvchanim. I wanted what I said to be clear. Kimivchan ha'emet lefi divrei rosh ha-filosofia chadisha ideali't hamchuvanim lidivrei chazal, as that my words should be accurate and true, as our sages taught. V'hinei avru yamim rabim karov liyovel shanim. I've waited almost 50 years before putting out what I'm about to tell you. So the time has come, says the Rav HaNazir, to write this work. He says, 50 years I've been waiting to put out the work you're about to learn, because I didn't want to say it if I wasn't sure it was right and accurate. So this concept, he says, I've developed 50 years ago, and it's really one sentence which will branch out into this whole book.
But you haven't said the sentence yet.
Exactly. Maybe, we'll see.
I'm trying to keep this one together.
Right? Specifically, he says, in our generation, when the concept of a Jewish nation has come back to life, with it comes the idea that our spirit comes back to life, and with it comes back the idea that holiness comes back to life in the Holy Land of Israel, as Rav Kook Zatzal taught. It's at this time, and every day, we see potential coming to realization in variants of colors. The time has come to bring the ideas forth, and whoever has the spirit of Hashem who desires Ruach HaKodesh, let the teachings flow out, says Rav HaNazir. And he concludes with a song. He says, we are called to the spring of prophecy, and that stream of prophecy comes from the spirit of Mashiach, and we arise, we shake the dust off, and we seek a new life, the new life that once was in the Garden of Eden, the new life that is yet to come on this earth.